This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the February 15, 2013 podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. The topics covered in this week's podcast are vestibular schwannoma and epilepsy. Durability of hearing preservation after microsurgical treatment of vestibular schwannoma using the middle cranial fossa approach. A clinical article by Anthony Wang and colleagues. The long-term durability of hearing preservation using the various treatment options for vestibular schwannoma has not been adequately assessed. The authors reviewed 103 patients undergoing resection of vestibular schwannomas via the middle cranial fossa approach. Initial postoperative hearing and facial nerve outcomes, and outcomes at 1, 3, and 5 years, were analyzed. At initial postoperative follow-up, of patients presenting with Class A hearing, 67% remained Class A, 17% were Class B, 1% were Class C, and 15% were Class D. Of the patients presenting with Class B hearing, 24% were Class A, 53% remained Class B, 6% were Class C, and 18% were Class D. House-Brackmann grade 2 or better facial nerve function was preserved in 91% of cases. Of patients with Class A hearing at initial postoperative follow-up, 79% retained Class A hearing at 3-year follow-up and 65% retained Class A hearing at 5-year follow-up. Similarly, of the patients with Class B hearing at initial follow-up, 81% were Class B or better at 3-year follow-up, and 67% were Class B or better at 5-year follow-up. A majority of patients with preserved hearing following the middle cranial fossa approach for treatment of vestibular schwannoma experience durability of their preserved hearing at 5-year follow-up. These results are superior to previously reported long-term hearing results with stereotactic radiosurgery and observation. High-frequency cortical activity associated with post-ischemic epileptiform discharges in an in vivo rat focal stroke model. A laboratory investigation by Luka Srejic and co-authors. Although epilepsy following stroke is uncommon in stroke survivors, its incidence ranging from 2 to 4%, it still accounts for over half of all new cases of epilepsy in the elderly population. Post-ischemic seizures in the hours after infarction are thought to contribute to a poor neurological outcome. Significantly higher mortality rates have also been reported in patients with early seizures compared with the rates in patients without seizures. Therefore, epileptiform activity may be a potentially important target for post-stroke treatment and recovery. Although post-ischemic epileptiform activity has been measured in human and animal models, neither their genesis nor their frequency components have been determined in the acute phase. Using intracortical recordings from an 8-channel microelectrode array in the anesthetized rat, the authors of the present study found a 65% incidence of epileptiform discharges following ischemia. They reported high-frequency oscillations in the gamma range associated with two types of epileptiform discharges. Understanding the nature of high-frequency oscillations and their role in seizure events may prove essential in the proper detection of epileptiform activity. the authors propose that monitoring high-frequency oscillations and the subsequent emergence of slower oscillations could serve as a screen for epileptic activity to determine whether additional intervention is required for post-stroke therapy. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.